Blackstone Audio and Skyboat Media present The Old Gods Waken by Manly Wade Wellman. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. This book is for Jenny, Ramsey, and Michelle. None of them druids, so far as I know. And laughter, learnt of friends, and gentleness in hearts at peace under an English heaven. Rupert Brooke. Great perils have this beauty, that they bring to light the fraternity of strangers. Victor Hugo. Chapter 1. Things started that morning in the third week in June, when Mr. Crete Forshay left out of his cabin and headed up the struggling trail on the steep side of Walter Mountain to check on the flow of water from the spring that fed to the pipes for his place. It was a rare, bright day, Mr. Crete allowed to himself. Summer was a climbing over spring here in the mountains. Mr. Crete was a middling, tall, chunky-made fellow, with bushy gray hair and a square face chopped with strong lines. He was dressed more or less usual, jeans pants stuck into high-laced boots and a blue hickory work shirt with a bag of roll-your-own tobacco in the pocket, and his black old umbrella hat that had cost him maybe $30 some years back. He wasn't young anymore, but a good sight short of being old. He was a good farmer and a good hunter, and all sorts of a good man. He tromped across the hollow where his fish pond twinkled, a-looking up to sloping terraced fields of corn and vegetables, and to an apple orchard and nice stands of pine beyond. Forshays had owned that land all the way back to the first settlement times in or around the year the Revolutionary War was fought to its end.